Welcome to the Caregiver Conversations podcast. My name is Antonia Harbin Lamb, and I am the program manager for Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division. The purpose of this podcast is to provide information and resources for caregivers so they can be more successful and effective caregivers. This podcast is being sponsored by the Prevent Initiative. The Prevent Initiative funds programs focused on elder abuse and neglect prevention. Today, we will be discussing how caregivers can protect their older loved ones from senior bullying. Today, I am happy to have with me Betty Gonzalez. She is a graduate of the University of Medina in paralegal studies. She is currently a mediator educator for Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division and also works as a paralegal for the Elder Law and Advocacy Center, a division of Neighborhood Legal Services, Michigan. Betty is responsible for educating older adults throughout Southeast Michigan on mediation, senior bullying, and elder abuse. She is also assisted in numerous legal cases every year at the Elder Law and Advocacy Center. She is an approved mediator for the Wayne County Probate Court, a member of the Family Mediation Council, Michigan, and the National Association for Community Mediation. Thank you for joining me today, Betty. This is such an interesting topic. Let's start with caregivers and what they need to know about senior bullying.
What they need to know is that it is happening. It's not on the national radar of our nation, such as healthcare reform or the pink that we use for breast cancer, but it is a growing phenomena in our nation as our population becomes older. It's happening in senior housing and in senior organizations and in senior centers and possibly at home. And we'll speak about that later. It's been documented by the service coordinators, by social workers, nurses, and aides, and many others involved with senior care. Of course, there's a range of behavior to be considered when we're talking about senior bullying. There's challenging behavior. Perhaps an individual is impaired by something that we may not know about. There's rude behavior, which is inadvertently saying or doing something that hurts others. And there's mean behavior, which is the opposite, where somebody purposefully says or does something that hurts others. But it is very important that caregivers understand what bullying is. Bullying is intentional, aggressive behavior repeated over time that involves an imbalance of power. And bullies target individuals or they target groups of people. And that's to gain control.
Wow. That is really some good information. Well, how can caregivers protect their older loved ones from being bullied?
What caregivers need to keep in mind and victims of the bully is that they need to remain safe. They need to keep their distance if there's a known bully. Just like in school, communication is the most effective tool to stop bullying. Seniors need to become comfortable and confident in responding to a bully. Two of the major tools that should be utilized by an individual who is being bullied are the I statement, which tells the bully how you feel, and the you statement, which tells the bully that they've crossed the community standard, the threshold, and hold the bully accountable. So an I statement, I want to give you an example so that a senior would have the tools. And one of the first statements that seniors should become comfortable with is, I feel, and then name the way that you feel, such as mad or frustrated or angry, or I feel fearful. When you addressing the bully and the issue that the bully is, when the bully comments on my lipstick or my clothing or won't allow me to sit at a particular table, when an individual can practice and learn that type of statement, I do not like the way that you are talking to me. I don't like your tone. I don't like, and it's not because you're only doing it today, but because every time I encounter you, that's the way that you treat me. Or simply telling an individual, a bully, to stop. I want you to stop. I want you to stop this type of behavior or what you're doing. I've had enough. Stop it. Whereas a you statement, which I spoke about earlier, is it holds the bully accountable for their activities. You better back off. You have gone too far. You need to clean up your act. That you statement tells the bully it's you who's wrong, not me. I'm the victim.
Okay. So what happens if that person that's being targeted by the bully, if they're not able to stand up for themselves? I mean, are there other people that might be able to stand up for them, or does that work?
Oftentimes in this age group that we're discussing, the type of bullying is verbal. The majority of times it's done in front of other people, bystanders. And so bystanders can be supportive to the target, and the individual who is the target needs to understand the power that they have with their own words, making sure that the bully understands that they've crossed that boundary.
Okay. So say that a caregiver is looking to move their care recipient or loved one to a new facility, like an apartment, or maybe it's a assisted living. What should that caregiver know about bullying when they move? Should they ask certain questions to the management staff? How should they go about that?
So definitely understanding the transition that's going to happen in the senior individual's life. Does the senior want to live in a senior housing community, or are they just going to live in an apartment complex? Does the community have a tenants association with bylaws that address bullying? Is there a way to formalize a bully complaint to management? Are there monthly or quarterly communications from perhaps service coordinators or even the management company itself that lets tenants know what's going on in the facility or what things are being offered? So what activities are offered? And it's good to ask, what are the number of participants? So we have a pinnacle club, but only the same 6 people come. You may want to ask, why is that? Is it because people don't know how to play pinnacle, or does it involve something different? And if there is a service coordinator, make sure that you are speaking with that service coordinator, because they are the ones, they're typically social workers, and they typically have a good handle on what's going on in their community.
It sounds like caregivers, and if care recipients are looking on their own, they need to ask a lot of questions. I actually recently found out that some communities have a certification or some type of standard of code that they would implement in terms of bullying. And if anyone that lives in the community doesn't follow this, they may be evicted or have to leave. Is that something that you can discuss a little bit more?
So hopefully a non-bullying clause included as part of the lease or a code of conduct is a good thing if there's not a tenants association. And oftentimes it's a gradual step. So it's an incident. And an incident, it's like you're allowed 3 strikes and then you're out. So if the facility has that within the lease, that's a good thing to be aware of.
Okay, thank you for that information. Now, what about if the caregiver is actually the bully? What are some practical things they can do to avoid bullying?
So if the caregiver is the bully, the senior or the target has to recognize that they're always their best own advocate. And as previously stated, self-preservation is the top priority. You have to remember your rights to self-determination. Just as in grade school, the use of your words are the best way to communicate displeasure, you need to gain confidence and control comfort. Talk about your experience. If your husband or your son or your daughter are the individuals who are bullying you, talk to another family member. As maybe your own brother or your own sister. If it's a paid caregiver, you absolutely need to speak to the organization, the representative of that organization, and make them aware of the situation. Or talk to a family member who may be able to help you resolve it. If it's your doctor or your pastor, somebody, talk to another individual, a trusted individual. And remember to keep in the back of your head the responses necessary to address the bully. You cannot continue to, whatever the inappropriate behavior is, to me. And the reason why is because it's bullying. You need to stop the bullying. I want this to stop because of whatever reason. I realize that it may be more efficient for you to, I'm addressing my daughter, to do laundry at midnight, but I recommend that you do it before 7 because I'm a light sleeper and I need to get my rest. So always practice the responses that you are going to give to the people who are bullies in your life.
Well, it seems like senior bullying is not just for high school. This is extremely helpful information for caregivers so they can protect their older loved ones. Thank you for joining us today, Betty.
You're welcome.
Where can caregivers get more information about senior bullying?
If there is anything a caregiver can ask about the facility, as we mentioned earlier, ask about the procedures when a family or a caregiver have questions or concerns regarding their loved one's care. Ask how issues are resolved or how to file a complaint. And understand how to formalize your concern should it require the next level. Know how to contact the long-term care ombudsman for your region. In the state of Michigan, you would call 866-485-9393, or you can contact Great Lakes Legal Mediation at 313-937-8282. The area agencies on aging, such as the TSA, the Senior Alliance, DAAA, which is the Detroit Area Agency on Aging, and then AAA1B, which is the Out County for Wayne. There is a National Council on Aging at aging.com, and there is also a stopbullying.gov website that has a lot of information. And additionally, don't forget Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division at 313-937-8282.
Okay, thank you again. This is Antonia Harbin Lamb. Thank you for listening. For more information about our mediation program and more podcasts, please call 313-937-8282 or find us on Facebook at Great Lakes Legal Mediation Division. It's where families coming apart come together.